Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I help you make the transition from old practices to new ones that will allow you to meet these new customer expectations. Find out more about my ideas and how to buy the book at ageofthecustomer.com. This is Jim Blasingame. Thanks for listening.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you, especially when we get a chance to bring one of my heroes back on the show. And one of the great champions of small business folks, Karen Kerrigan, has been a member of my Brain Trust for almost 20 years. This in December. We're going to celebrate our 20th anniversary in November, and she's going to celebrate her 20th with us in December. And she's the president of the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council. Pound for pound, nobody does more than small business for small business than Karen and her organization, and she's our good friend. Karen, welcome back.
Hey, Jim. It's great to be with you today.
Always a pleasure to have you back. Thank you for all the great hard work you do. I got three things on my mind, I know at least three are on your mind, maybe some other stuff, but I'd like to break them down. I'd like to talk about regulations first, then tax, the tax stuff going on, and then maybe some health care. Can we talk about regulations first? Because I don't think, as critical as I am from time to time of the president, I don't think he's getting enough credit for how the economy is responding and how small business owners are responding to how he's dialed back the assault of regulations that we've been enduring for 8 years.
Yeah, that's true. Every single executive order that he's put forward at the beginning of his administration, you know, second day on the job, you know, presidents do executive orders, those executive orders come and go. Some just sit on the shelf. On his regulatory executive orders, I mean, there is a lot of action behind them. You know, Jim, I'm just, and the agencies, they're supposed to be reviewing all the regulations,
right,
reaching out to groups like us. So they've come to us, they've gone right to the source, small business owners, ask what needs to be repealed, modified, streamlined, et cetera. The reports that are coming out are just amazing. But not only that, you're right. So the pulling back of new regulations that are being proposed, and it's a dribble rather than, you know,
right,
sort of an avalanche of rules coming
out.
I felt
like the coal company, the coal industry, right, for the last 8 years, previous 8 years, I felt like the coal company. I felt like the government had declared war on me.
And when I think about it, it's across the board, all industries. When I think about what they're doing at the EPA, when I think about what they're doing at the FCC, when I think about what they're doing at the Department of Labor, plus all of the Congressional Review Act resolutions that he signed to turn back some of these rules, to rescind these rules.
And we're not worried about what's the next shoe going to drop on us.
Exactly. And also the good news is on the legislative front, you know, there is a lot of action being taking place there. You know, obviously the House has passed a lot of bills. They did in the last Congress as well, and things that sort of, you know, stuck over on the Senate. And even on the Senate side, the Homeland Security and Government Affairs Committee, out of their committee, they've popped out these major regulatory reform bills that are actually embedded in the regulatory process, the changes that President Trump wants to make. So on the regulatory front, whether it's financial regs, telecommunications regs, workplace regs, environmental regs, you know, regulations really impacting every sector of the economy, you know, it's all positive news from Washington, D.C.
Well, our mutual friend Wayne Cruz told my audience back in May, he had given us a report for three or four times a year on how on the thousands, the record-breaking thousands of new regs that we had 3 years in a row under the Obama administration, 14, 15, 16, he said, I went to the register in May. He said there were no new regs. He said there was nothing in there.
Yeah, Wayne is going to be out of a job, but you know.
I know it.
He, people who do what we do want to be put out of a job, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, in the end, that's the goal, right? That, you know, that we don't have to be that aggressive of a watchdog, and hopefully we can get on offense and push through really positive policies, and definitely on the regulatory front that's happening. And in fact, at 10 o'clock p.m. on, I believe it was Tuesday evening, the Senate passed another Congressional Review Act resolution, and that was on the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau rescinding their anti-arbitration.
Anything that dials back Cordray is a good deal.
Well, I got to tell you, Jim, everyone's saying, oh, this is anti-consumer, but
no. And
this was a trial lawyer's dream,
yes,
in terms of, and they're the only special interests that would benefit from this rule.
It was preventing people from easily dropping into a class action lawsuit, which is the retirement plan for law firms.
Well, it is, Jim, and you know, and consumers benefit much more from arbitration than they do class action.
And the research shows their lawyers get rich, but the consumers don't in these cases.
Yeah, exactly.
Hold on that thought, Jim. I got to take a quick break. SBECouncil.org, ladies and gentlemen, go there and check it out. You'll be smarter when you do.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.